Such a wonderful joy.
Such a wonderful joy.
I'm given today. When the Savior in love.
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 Save me from all sin.
Save me from all sin.
If that don't melt your snow, I don't know what will. I was moved by Matt before he prayed and about how he talked about walking up to this church here and the singing. How much I enjoy being back and just seeing the faces, the smiles, to be able to share and just share the good things that God is doing. How when you go into prayer requests and you hear the needs and you know the people just simply need a touch from God, but also you hear those wonderful praises about what God is doing in people's lives. It inspires me. It allows me to know in my heart of hearts that God is still on the throne, that He is still working, He still loves each and every one of us. And no snowstorm, no canceled flights that may trap you in sunny Tampa for 3 days is going to keep you from the love of God and Him blessing you on every aspect of your life. You were here under the snowstorm. I had an extra 3 days with Bob Mumford. I tell you one thing, that's kind of a... Let me think about this. Let me really think about this, about which one... I had such a wonderful time with Brother Bob down there. You know, he's my buddy and sang with us so many years. And he's planning on being up here, if not the last week of February, the first week of March. And he just wanted to tell everybody how much that he misses you and appreciates all the phone calls, the cards, the items when you go get in contact with him. What a wonderful time that we had. And God just blessed so richly. All the groups there on the ship, and we had the Florida Boys, the Dixie Echoes, we had the Dixie Melody Boys, we had the Proclaimers Quartet. All these guys were just nothing but complimentary about talking about how much they enjoy coming to this church and singing for you people. So looking forward to our concert series this year. If you have your Bibles, open up to Joshua, the 3rd chapter. I'm going to talk about this probably this Sunday and next Sunday. I believe that God wants the best thing for you in your life. Just to kind of go back, I believe that the opportunity of giving your heart to the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior is the greatest choice, but also the greatest gift that God has given. To think that before I was even lovable that He would send His Son to die upon a cross so that I, simply by accepting that He took my sins away, that He allows me to have His Holy Spirit come in and to lead, guide, and direct my life. The older I get and people talk about heaven and they talk about all the wonderful glory there and the eye is not seen, we have not even contemplated, not nowhere in our minds have we even got a glimpse of how nice heaven will be. But I believe that once you've accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, that you are beginning to live that eternal life. And I think He wants you to have a life that is full, that is overflowing, and overcoming life simply because of Him living within you. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I'm going to read a little bit in this 3rd chapter. And then Joshua rose early in the morning, and they set out from Acacia Grove and came to the Jordan, where he and all the children of Israel had lodged there before they crossed over. So it was after 3 days that the officers went through the camp, and they commanded the people, saying, "When you see the ark of the covenant of the Lord your God and the priest, the Levites, bearing it, then you shall set out from your place and go after it. Jumping down to the seventh verse, and the Lord said to Joshua, "This day I will begin to exalt you in the sight of all Israel, that they may know that as I was with Moses, so I will be with you. You shall command the priest who bear the Ark of the Covenant, saying, when you have come to the edge of the water of Jordan, you shall stand in the Jordan." The ninth verse. So Joshua said to the children of Israel, listen to this verse, "Come and hear the words of the Lord your God." And Joshua said, "By this you shall know that the living God is among you. By this you shall know that the living God is among you, and that he will without fail drive you before, he will without fail drive out before you the Canaanites, the Hittites, the Hivites, the Perizzites." Jennifer, I may need help on some of these. "The Girgashites, the Amorites, and the Jebusites." Jennifer's so good at those different tribe names over there. The 13th verse reads, "And it shall come to pass, as soon as the soles of the feet of the priest who bear the ark of the Lord of all the earth, shall rest in the waters of the Jordan, that the waters of the Jordan shall be cut off, the waters that come down from upstream, and they shall stand as a heap." So it was when the people set out from their camp to cross over the Jordan with priests bearing the ark of the covenant before the people, and those who bore the ark came to Jordan. And listen, the feet of the priest who bore the ark dipped in the edge of the water, for the Jordan overflows all its banks during the time of harvest, that the waters which came from upstream stood still and rose in a heap very far away at Adam, the city that is beside Zaratan. So the waters that went down in the sea of Arabah, the salt sea, failed and were cut off, and the people crossed over opposite Jericho. And finally, in the 17th verse, "Then the priest who bore the ark of the covenant of the Lord stood firm on dry ground." They stood firm on dry ground in the midst of the Jordan. And all Israel crossed over on dry ground until all the people had crossed completely over the Jordan. Heavenly Father, add a special blessing unto the reading of your word today. Open our minds and hearts and allow us to each one as individuals receive that special truth that you have for us. In Jesus' precious name we pray, all God's people, amen. Amen. God had told Joshua to send out spies to go and look, check out the land, especially that land of Jericho. I know many times, probably in the ladies' classroom, they've talked about Rahab, the wonderful blessing that she was on sending those who came to arrest those spies, because the king knew and had heard. But what did she do? She sent those fellows on a wild goose chase all over the place. And because of that, because of her understanding about how God had his hand upon his people, she and all of her household were spared. My God uses anyone. Anyone, doesn't matter your background, doesn't matter what's going on in your life, doesn't matter what title that you have been given. God, if he makes it up in his mind that you're going to be used, you are going to be used. When you're putting something on sale on the market, trust me, God knows when it's going to be sold. Amen, Debbie? Amen. I planned on being back here. God knew that I needed a little more time to repose with him. I'm amazed about how God, in his own timing, can work out the perfect pieces in our lives. God also told Joshua, he said, "Now get all the people together." Remember now, the size of this group is about 2 million people. "Go to the edge of the water." And at this time of year, it said it was in harvest time. It's amazing how God's choices are different from our choices. During harvest time, this river got a little larger because of the snows from the mountains that were melting. During other times of the year, this river could probably is no more than sometimes 40, 60 yards across, it is said. But during harvest time, because of all the melting and all the runoff, all that water, that this river grows to approximately 1 mile across. And that's when God sent his people to go down, stand by that river. You will stand there, you will gather all the people together. So many times in our life, we seem that we have rivers to cross, we have things that are in front of us. And trust me, I have had conversation after conversation after conversation with God about why he allowed all this to happen right now. Why couldn't you just simply spread it out some? I'm the only one who's done that. But you know that, what's those sayings? When it rains, it pours. When all those things that you hear, and so many times you'll find in your life when you are facing something, it seems like they just simply kind of pile on, pile on, pile on. You know those people murmuring, why in the world would Joshua bring us here by the edge of the water when this water is the roughest, when it is the widest, when it is going to be the hardest for us to cross? I just don't see it. Then Joshua, hearing from the Lord, he said, you know what? God had said that we are going to take and we're going to follow the Ark of the Covenant. Simply that box that had those precious items, which represented everything about God, that unspoiled manna, that staff, all these things inside of that Ark of the Covenant. The items, the laws that God had given Moses. And he told those people when the priests come and they take that Ark of the Covenant down to the water, then you will follow. That Ark of the Covenant. Covenant simply represents God Almighty. We are going to cross this river. We're going to deal with this item. We're going to deal with this thing in our lives simply if we follow God. So many people in our lives, we have that challenge. Boy, we're going to figure it out. We're going to go hear the best news. We're going to get a different opinion. We're going to do, but trust me, when God says it's going to happen, it is going to happen. When God puts his stamp of approval on it, it is just gonna travel through the way that God prepared it. More so in my life, as time goes on, I am learning more and more, more and more, more and more to follow God. To follow God. And be excited about what he is gonna do, about what he is going to bring about. And I love this part of the scripture where it says, when the priests came down and they got this Ark of the Covenant, and when the soles of their feet, and it says the feet of the priest who bore the Ark dipped into the edge of the water. Big toe first. You'll notice so many people said, oh well, you know, I'm just, there was fear in the camp, folks. It didn't say that they ran down full speed and took a half gainer. No. It said what? Said they walked down and simply put their foot into the water. Now, they didn't do it like we would do it. What would we do? We'd send special forces in, right? We'd send all the soldiers first, clear the way. I would send the best swimmers first. Well, I know God's going to do it, but just in case, I'm going to send the best swimmers to go in there. They didn't do that. God said when those priests go down and they simply put their feet into the Jordan, the water stopped. Because that's what God had said. So many times in your life, there are things that go on. There are challenges that you face. There are things that you just can't, oh. And your faith gets a little weak. And you don't really know. And you're looking, God, 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 why did you place me in this situation? Why can't you just simply fix it? Most of the time, he doesn't want you to run down there head first and jump in. He simply wants you to take a little small step. I am amazed about the smallest of steps. When it is blessed by the Almighty God, how God uses it. Walking down to that water, placing those feet in, and then the water stopped. Now, if I was going to do it, I'd do it more dramatic. I'd have the water stop right there. I want everybody to see. But it said the water stopped in this town, very far away at Adam, the city that is beside Zaratan. That is approximately 30 miles upstream. Why 30 miles? How many of you have ever moved 2 million people across a river? You need a little bit of space. You need a little bit of width about what God is going to do. Because he didn't say that we're going to send in the strong ones. He didn't say that we're going to send in those or the best able to. He said, no, every man, every woman, every child, every elderly, more seasoned individual, everyone who's not so strong, is a little feeble, a little weak, we're going to send them all. He says, you are going to lead them all on dry ground. How many people realize it snowed last week? Let me see your hands. It has probably been one of your utmost topic of conversation. People call me on the phone. Oh, you had such a terrible snowstorm there in D.C. Yes, yes. How bad is it? And I was adjusting my, putting a little more sunscreen down in Tampa. And I said, well, it's really not too bad right here. And they say, right here? Where are you? And then I would tell them, oh, only you could get away with that timing. Only, and I would have to hear their guff. I felt the love when I walked into church this morning. Everyone didn't ask me how I was feeling. They go, you don't look like you got much of a Sunday. When God appoints it to happen, it's going to happen. Our conversation when I got back to work and all the guys, they were sending me texts. Stay another month. Don't come back. We got it all handled. We've done a much better job without you on the scene. I felt the love there. And in the conversation, well, see them piles of snow, how high they are? It's going to be there a month. It's going to be there. I don't know. Those piles may be there till June. The ground is going to be so wet, everything we try, we'll just get stuck. We won't be able to do anything at all. I know none of you had any of those conversations. Can you imagine a river a mile wide? That God stops the water and sends his people through on dry ground. They didn't have muddy sandals when they got to the other side. They weren't bogged down. They went to the other side because back when I first started to read this, it says in the 10th verse, by this you shall know that the living God is among you and that he will without fail, he will without fail drive out anyone who is against you in your life. Can you imagine on the other side of that river, those high fives, glory to God, we made it. Our feet are dry. We have come through. God did exactly what he said he would do. Simply because we followed him. I don't know what challenges you face. You don't want to know the challenges that I face. I believe that God has a special plan for each and every one of us. I believe that he wants us to live that life more abundantly. I believe that he wants us to cross over the Jordans in our life to get to that Canaan land. I believe simply that we keep our focus on following him. He is going to make a way for us to cross through on dry ground. Can you imagine him going through? Oh, I tell you, not only is it dry ground, I imagine they had a big dust storm going through there. That ground was so dry. Simply because God had said, these are my people. I love them. I have great things in store for them if they will simply follow me. I missed all the folks. I missed everybody. I missed walking in here. I missed the way that the Spirit that I feel, how His Holy Spirit just kind of leads, guides, and directs on a Sunday morning. I missed the singers. You sing with Bob Mumford for a whole week, you'll miss these singers right here, let me tell you. And I don't know if there's a guy that I love more than old Bob Mumford. Fellow who's kind of rough around the edges, whose God has kind of taken because he simply listens to God. Come to a little small church where he started to fit in. Because we learned a phrase around here after Bob was here for a while. We just, oh, that's Bob. Just don't pay any attention to what he says. It's Bob. It's Bob. Who in his hearts of hearts has care and compassion and warmth and understanding. Doesn't have all the pieces right. Makes mistakes. Just like each and every one of us. But who has a heart for God. Where does it begin? It begins right here, folks. It begins in the decisions that we make. It begins by saying, Lord Jesus Christ, I have sinned. But God, come and live within my heart. You sent your son to die upon a cross for me. Allow your Holy Spirit to live within me. The most simple choice that anyone can make. And then we start on that path. And then we have things that come against us. We have our rivers that are so wide and so difficult to cross. But then daily, he expects us to simply follow him. I've missed you folks and love you, and it's good, as Matt said, to be back home. Heavenly Father, we have come into your house and we have opened your word. We have heard things, God, that should simply inspire us to find more of you. But God, if there be an individual that has any question in their heart, in their minds, God, let them simply repeat after me. And I'm going to ask everybody simply to repeat after me this morning. Heavenly Father. Forgive me of my sins. Come into my heart. Oh, amen. I make you my Lord and Savior. I ask this in your name. Amen. Heavenly Father, just be with each of us. Allow us to just take the spirit that we feel within your house today. God, allow us to be a light unto this world that you can shine through. Give us safe traveling mercies as we come back to this house, if it be your will, to sing praises unto you. We thank you for each one that took part in the service today, God. And God, just allow us to keep on loving you. We ask this in the precious name of Jesus. All God's people said amen. Stand. Uh-oh, what did